Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ozzie Guillen.
By the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I was.
ESPN Deportes.
I'm going to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ozzie Guillen joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, Ozzie.
Good morning, guys. One day later, but I'm here.
Better late than never.
We'll take it. So help us out, Ozzie. Adam Eaton wasn't popular among his teammates. That's not breaking news, but you left no doubt as to who most people would take in that battle.
Well, you know, when you're doing what I'm doing, the long you're not lying to people, you always be all right. The long you're honest, I think what happened out there, I think it was little childhood, you know, I think they don't have to be talking about that in Twitter or whatever. You know, when I grew up, what it happened in the clubhouse, stay in the clubhouse and not go out there and you know, I mean, talking back and forth each other. I always say you have a problem, resolve your problems the way you want to, but now with the media, and that's why I was a little upset about it. And what I say, it was true. You know, I do my research, and I know that. By the way, I know all this not just a couple of days ago. I know this since all these things start happening, and I know what I was saying. I know the truth. I know a lot of people calling me to ask me questions, especially for New York, and I don't want to talk about the case because it's not my problem, but I'll say what I have to say because I know I was 100% right.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Gillette Skin Guard, designed to stop shaving irritation. And Ozzie, nobody doubts that you're going to give it to him straight because that's the way you operate. That's the way you have always operated. So when you look at the White Sox now, after Lucas Giolito's gem last night in Houston, where are the Sox? Do they have reason to believe that 500 is a realistic goal?
Well, 500 is not too far away. You know, the White Sox can be thinking about 500. I don't, because when you say, okay, let's get to 500, it's like, okay, whatever, we finish 500. I know it's a big deal compared to what they did in the past. But I say, like, okay, guys, we're going to do this. We sacrifice, I think it's big steps, but I don't think they should be thinking about 500 or over or under. They should go out there and say what they have the best. Like I say, every day, every week, the team is very confused. You know, when you play well a couple of days, when they're going to play Houston, we say, like, well, they're going to get swept there. They're hopefully they get one. They're going to face the best pitching staff, the best team in the American League. And all of a sudden, the night after that, they go to Minnesota. And I say, you know what? Be careful. You know, they might split that thing, and thank God they did. But, you know, you see Giolito yesterday. You know what I mean? You're talking about those guys and how they played last couple of games. It gives you some excitement and think about it. All of a sudden, a couple of days later, we have to wait. You know, the White Sox right now is like Chicago weather. You got to say, just wait a minute. Yeah, just wait a minute to see what happens because I know. I said that yesterday in the show. I said, you know, make it easy for Rick Hahn and Renteria to see what kind of move they're going to make in the future. They're going to add players or they're going to restrict players. And I think right now they're in that position. Like, they get you so excited all of a sudden. They disappear for a couple of days, and I think they're just kind of waiting. But you see your little pitch yesterday. I always say that. I said this kid got the best stuff out of that staff. Not because he pitched well yesterday. It's just because he does. You know, he got a great fastball, good changeup. I think his mechanic helping to get what he is right now. It was amazing. And I was very happy to Rick Renteria and Coop. Don't even talk to him to finish the inning. You know what I mean? They're not asking how you feel, nothing. They're just like, hey, go get it. And I love that. I love that because that creates confidence, that creates more better stuff for the future, for the pitchers. And that was great to see.
Ozzie, when you look at Charlie Tilson hit a grand slam the other night, and then he came back and scored a run, I think, yesterday. He's been pretty good since he's come up. And you look at a guy like James McCann, who they brought in, and it was probably kind of a stopgap, maybe kind of someone to help out second catcher, and he's been really good. Are these guys part of the future? What determines whether you're part of the future? Is it other guys coming up, that sort of thing? How do you judge in a rebuild who's a keeper and who isn't?
You owe me $20. You mentioned that. I hate that word rebuild. They've been doing that for the last 10 years. We rebuilding. But then you know what? To me, in a winning team, Tilson would be a great full outfielder. Great. I think this kid, I love players when they have a lot of speed. They go out, do their job, move the guy over, steal spaces, make a good plays defensively. And McKinnon, you know, I mean, this guy, the pitching staff got better when McKinnon's behind the plate and do what he's due. And it surprised me, I guess, Verlander. He catched Verlander in the past. He was in the lineup. But in the meanwhile, I think this kid, the future about it, they got a couple catches down the minor league that they should be in the big league playing every day. McKinnon's the guy going to fit better, teach those guys. I will keep him for a little while to see what we're going to do and what he can do. And you never know, you know what I mean? What's our future? We don't know. What's the future? We've got to wait to see what they do this year after the All-Star break. Then they got to decide who's coming in, who's coming out, what they got to, what player we're going to keep. And that's very important. And I think those two guys, I should have it on my team if that's going to come the future.
Meanwhile, Ozzie, the Cubs split with the Phillies and that series feeling a lot different than the White Sox did after their split with the Astros. John Lester struggled for the second straight outing. Do you think that's just one of those things that a pitcher of his age is going to go through at times and he has gone through in the past and no level of concern? Or what would be your level of concern if you're a Cubs fan?
That was a hiccup. You know what I mean? Obviously, when you're a White Sox Cubs fan, they panic right away. That's a hiccup. This guy is amazing. What he does every outing, we holding our breath, like, oh, what are you gonna do? And all the song he come out, get you 7 innings every year. Last few years, he went through that. You know, he lost it. You know, he pitched well, then a couple games he pitched not good enough. But I think this guy is a veteran. He know what he's doing. He did in the past. I think the long is not hurt. You know what I mean? I think this guy is gonna be great, and he's a great leader. I love it. I love him to see him pitch because he's old school guy. He go there, give me the ball. I'm going to do the best. I'm going to do it. Reminds me a little bit of Mark Burley. Like, give me the ball. I don't care what's going to happen. You know, see him after the game, like, make an excuse, anything. You know what I mean? He's a truly pro, a truly ace. And he just hiccuped yesterday game. I think he will be bounced back.
When we start talking about the Cubs and where they're at right now, obviously the expectation level is different than it is for other teams. And you see St. Louis is kind of heading the wrong way in that division. But the Brewers are sticking around. I mean, it's awful early to be talking about that sort of thing. But they have so many moving parts and so many guys doing different things, including, you know, a lot of MVP candidates and a lot of guys for team MVP. How do you create expectations for the teams you have? How do you know that, you know, this is a team that's going to be a division winner and a playoff team and maybe a World Series team?
Oh, it's one thing. They're not going to win the division. Is they have a few players, you know, you talk about 2 players getting hurt. They have so many good depth. It's amazing. You know, you can see any player. You can see one of the pitcher yesterday get a base. You know, they got so many great things around. I like it because they got some great things. Their second baseman, they don't do anything at all for last month, and they even talk about that. The bullpen, they only talk about bullpen. Yes, because that's the only thing we can see is a little weak. But I think the longer you have the starting rotation healthy, the longer you have that those guys in the lineup, I think they'll be fine. They're going to get rest. But I worry about Jelish. You know what I mean? He's been sore back. You know, his back is about him. And that could be a plus for the Cubs. But I think the Cubs will win the division. There's no doubt about it.
Ozzie, going back to your comments about Adam Eaton, and we talked the other day at NBC Sports Chicago. I was talking to you about players that you manage that maybe you didn't get along with. And you said basically you got along with everybody. And I just wondered, when you have a guy like Eaton and he hears this stuff after the fact, does every team have a guy like Adam Eaton in the clubhouse? And how difficult can it be for a manager when you have somebody who is maybe always chirping or somebody who is maybe not as popular in the clubhouse as you might think?
Well, you know, we call it the clubhouse lawyers. You know, that's what that's one thing about it. I don't have a, you know, I really don't have that problem with that many players because I let them do something and I got veteran players that will take care of that. You know, I'm managing Carl Everett, you know, one of the hardest players to ever manage in the past. And Carl with me was very respectful, very, you know, he played hard. He was in charge in the clubhouse. I'm managing AJ Brzezinski. He's nobody liking him in the clubhouse, and I love him. You know what I mean? He does. You know, so many people got AJ the wrong way. And, you know what I mean? Obviously, in the past, everybody hated AJ in San Francisco, Minnesota. He come down here. He made good friends. It's not easy. It's not easy because that guy can make the clubhouse better or the clubhouse very, very, very bad. And I think what happened in the clubhouse with Eaton, people just got tired of what his act. And, you know, I don't say this guy was a grinder. He played hard. He played great for the White Sox to give everything they have for the organization and for the fans and for the team. But, behind the scene, it was, you know, was too welcome in the group.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ozzie. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.